Bushu nin in the way Magani duk. Beshugo benesia que indigo, mang in du dame. Ga usa squadje me cog and doon jiba, ga mesqua wako cog. Inda, he lane Fleming in dishna cas. Me great minobi matasiwin, me great nin menwendam. I'm happy for this good life, this long life. And I'm welcoming you to History of Leech Lake. This story today is going to continue talking about a man who truly experienced Minnow Bimadisi when that long, that good life. John Smith Ye Ishinakaso. That's what he was called, John Smith in his English, and they also called him Wrinkled Meat because of his great age. He had all those wrinkles. And he was a very well-known man because of his age. And so this information is taking from a paper done by Timothy G. Rolfs, the University of Minnesota at Duluth. And it's titled, When Everybody Called Me Gabe Benes, Forever Flying Bird, an ethnographic biography of Paul Peter Buffalo. And ethnography is a study of people and culture from the point of view of the subject of the study. And that's Paul Peter Buffalo, who is the grandson of Wrinkled Meat, old John Smith. And, you know, that I just want to comment on his name, Gabe Benes, Forever Flying Bird. That's the name that the universe knew him by. Just like when I say my name is One Thunderbird Woman, that's my name, that my Ojibwe name that all the universe knows me by. Those are powerful names. And so talking about John Smith, he used to stay with Buffalo's family often at the Leech River and Mississippi Forks. His folks would wash his clothes for him. And old John would stay for 3 to 4 days at a time, and never longer than a week. He was getting old, and he had to keep on moving. And he used to get on the passenger trains and the steamboats, usually for free. He knew the conductors and the brakemen and the engineers. And someone had taken a picture of him a long time ago and given him a lot of copies of it. So he'd walk up and down the aisles of the train hollering, tickets, 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 5 cents, 5 cents. He was selling these pictures. And people bought them, and that's one of the ways he got by. His picture was all over the United States. So sometimes old John Smith, he would travel to Duluth and he'd stay in a hotel for free because he was so well known. And even though the room had a bed, John would always sleep on the floor. When asked why he didn't sleep in a bed, old John said, "No, too soft. Can't sleep on soft bed. Might roll, fall down. On floor, you won't fall down." And so he'd sleep on the floor, and when he was traveling, when he was walking, he always slept outside too, on the ground. You know, I remember a man telling me a story a long time ago, and he said that when the people were blasting those rocks when they were building Duluth long ago, they were blasting the rock, and some of the rock blew up, and they found an Ojibwe man laying in the rock, and he had been dead. And he got up, he said, and he walked away. We have our own stories, huh? Anyway, old John Smith liked to walk about, and he liked to visit people. When he came to the lumber camps, they would offer him coffee, and he always refused that coffee. He'd always ask for tea. And he said that he learned English talking to the white men in the camps. He'd walk from Bena to Ball Club to Grand Rapids to Cass Lake, and he just would walk. There, you know, a few years ago, I wanted to walk around this reservation. And I was waiting for my my teaching to get done for the spring, and I was going to walk during the summertime around Leech Lake so I could get to know the people and the land and the water. Anyway, my friend Ruby O'Connor, she was older than me at the time. And, well, all the time she was older than me. And she asked me if she could walk with me. So I was in my 50s and she's in her 60s. And one morning we took off and we started walking around Leech Lake. That's the time we walked up to Ball Club, and then we decided we needed to have some destination, so we walked around the lake itself. We walked around Leech Lake. And so we're walking people. People walk for health. So old John Smith, he walked a lot, and he never carried a gun, but he did have a walking cane when he walked. And Buffalo talked about his mother baking a lot of bread that old John liked to eat. And Buffalo's family had cows and gardens too. And old John liked to drink milk. They'd also eat pigweed out of the garden cooked with a little salt pork, some salt and some flour. And that's the way we ate. I was talking about the Federal Dam area, and I was talking about Otter Tail Point and these first trading posts forts that were built, and they brought in the cows and pigs and chickens, and of course we got those same things, and we were raising them. Also, so back then they called all the old people grandpa or grandma. And again, that's just like our babies today. You know, when they see the old people, they call them grandma or grandpa too, whether they're related to them or not. I remember being down at a powwow in Mankato one year, and they were having a honoring song. They were remembering somebody. And so they called the people out to join that family. And when I walked up there, I went up to shake this one man's hand, and he looked at me and he said, "Thank you, Auntie." That's just the way we think about our relationships with Indigenous people. Well, old John, he liked to drink tea. I was saying that when he'd go to the lumber camps, I'd offer him coffee, but he would say, I want to drink Nebish, that tea. And Buffalo was saying that his nose was so long that it would stick right in the cup. He said his old nose was always running. And you know, when old people get old, their noses get long and their ears get long. I remember my mom, who lived to be 97 years old, her ears were getting very long, and my younger brother, Michael John, who's gone now, he died at the age of 40 of cancer. Anyway, Michael John, when he was a little boy, he liked to smut my mother's ears and just watch it jiggle because it was so long. But old John, he liked to tell stories. And he'd answer questions, but the adults were to ask the questions, not the children. John said that little kids probably wouldn't remember the answers anyway. Little kids also didn't know how to correctly frame a question. So John would tell them to wait until the adults got there. And then the adults could ask the question for them. And then old John, he also didn't want the kids saying that he had said such and such that he wasn't supposed to tell them. You know, Ojibwe people, we were we really practiced our values long ago about telling the truth. And our words, what we said, were really priceless. And so we really thought about what we were going to say. And back then, folks didn't give sassy answers. Sometimes I think about people who are smart alecky today, and they tease. And sometimes I think that might have originated from the boarding school era. But Buffalo said that back then, folks wouldn't give sassy answers. So when old John was asked what made him feel good all the time, He'd say to look at the trees, look at the trees, look at the river, look at the game. Everything is here for us. It's a great world. There's plenty to eat if you go get it. And so he loved this life here, this world, all that was offered to us here where we live on this great Leech Lake Nation. And that's it for today, and I will continue talking more about old John Smith in the next time. So, miigwech, bisendawi eg. Miigwech, mi iu.